This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Never a dull moment, I'll tell you what. Somebody ought to print that on a hat or something. I don't know. We're going to dig right in with the week that was in this economy. Lynette Lopez is in New York. She is with Business Insider. Sudeep Reddy is at Politico. He is in Washington. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi.
Sudeep, let me start with you and ask you this question based on my open there about things finally seeming to be getting going. Speaker Ryan said today, and the president has also said, we're going to get something about taxes, some specificity about taxes the week of the 25th of September. Does it matter that we really still don't know much more than really broad outlines?
Yeah, we were supposed to have this whole thing wrapped up and done two months ago. We don't know a whole lot more.
Yeah, there's always a skeleton. Another skeleton and more skeletons, but no
look,
body.
This is going to be a long, messy process. Reality is just now starting to set in that they don't have the basics of where they're going to end up. So you have to agree on deductions for mortgage interest and state and local taxes and individual rates and corporate tax rates. And once you actually do that in an initial bill, you then get to deal with every interest group coming out and bringing their lobbying firepower for a fight to the finish, a death match over the only thing they care about, which is their tax rates and protecting their industries. That's going to happen.
Lynette, are you confident that we're going to get something when it has been promised?
So, lobbyists that I've talked to in D.C. say that they don't really expect to see anything real until December 23rd.
What?
There's a lot.
Really? December 23rd? But I got plans for Christmas.
Yeah, they really don't think that this is going to – and people close to the administration that I've talked to, some say they don't ever even think it's going to happen at all. And I think one of the things that people aren't paying attention to is that the Freedom Caucus put out their own plan. It's way more radical and way more off base and unrealistic than anything that Trump people have put out themselves. And that means that the Freedom Caucus is probably going to try to bargain for some of these things. Right. And when they bargain for absolutes, and it tends to gum up the whole process. That's what it did with healthcare. And I think that this is a danger that people really aren't thinking about as much because they're watching the jockeying in the Gang of Six and asking to see stuff. It's, the Republicans are their own worst enemies right now. You have to keep that in mind.
As we have totally seen all year. Sudeep, let me posit something here based on the deals that the president seems to be making or has made, depending on who you talk to, with Democratic leadership on Capitol Hill. I'm going to say this and I need your reaction. Bipartisanship is good for the economy. Discuss.
Partisans definitely disagree with that, and they will fight to maintain their views. But I think most Americans generally want to see some give and take so that we're not flinging from one direction to the other in policy decisions that create the uncertainty for the economy. That's what a lot of businesses are at least are more interested in getting closer to the middle ground or the common ground in between so that at least you can get a sense that you're not going to lurch after 4 years passes or 8 years pass and have to redo the whole thing and remake your business plans and reimagine how the economy is supposed to work. So, yes.
That was a long way to say yes. Bipartisanship is good for the economy, right?
Things getting done. I think Americans are sick of gridlock. They want to see some compromise. They want to see movement. They want to feel like this government can do something.
Yeah. Lynette, let's take a little twist here. And I want to talk to you for a second about the Secretary of the Treasury, Steven Mnuchin, who was in the news this week for a couple of things, all of which having to do with his use of government travel. First of all, the plane ride that he took down to Fort Knox to, in his words, inspect the gold there with his then fiance, I believe, or his wife. And then also this report the other day that the Treasury Secretary asked to use a government plane for his honeymoon. It seems unusual, all of these activities by the Secretary of the Treasury.
It certainly does seem unusual. He is one of the Goldman Sachs guys in the White House. And there was always this tension between him and the populists, the Steve Bannon type guys who think that the Goldman guys are entitled, that they're aristocratic. And this isn't helping that image at all. Steve Mnuchin is a second generation Goldman guy. And, this kind of paints that whole part of the White House in exactly the brush that people are afraid there. In fact, I wrote a piece a couple weeks ago, the Goldman guys are acting exactly like everyone feared they would. And this is part of that.
Lynette Lopez at Business Insider and Sudeep Reddy at Politico. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks.
All right, have a nice weekend. On Wall Street today, it was higher, but nobody seemed very enthusiastic about it. Equifax, just to keep the eye on the consumer data ball, shares down 3% today, 34% since last Thursday when they told us about the hack. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.